As you can tell by the snow on the ground, today is the first day of spring. To paraphrase the great American writer Henry Van Dyke, in New England, there is a big difference between the first day of spring and the first spring day.
It can run the gamut from a snowstorm to temperature of 75 or 80 degrees. So it really is an indication of how volatile the weather is this time of the year.
That's meteorologist David Epstein. Well, since we started tracking the weather, 15% of the time, there's snow on the ground, like today. The extremes are extreme. 10 degrees in 1885 and a balmy 79 in 1945.
Spring is temperature, but spring is also what does the grass look like? What do the trees look like? What are my bulbs doing? So even if it were warm today, everything's still not really popping.
Yesterday was winter's last gasp, one final snowy morning. But at Mahoney's Garden Center in Brighton, it was abuzz with activity, an oasis of fertile soil, lush greenery, humidity, and a kaleidoscope of colorful flowers.
Most places around here have been covered by snow repeatedly for the last 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, whatever it is. And, you know, we are starting to show spring here.
That's Michael Roos, the nursery manager at Mahoney's. They've been getting ready for spring since last November. But this week, things have really started to come alive.
We just received in all our fruit trees, so a lot of blueberries and apples and pears and self-pollinating cherries. And we got a shipment of ornamental plant material, you know, some small maples or flowering cherries or Suwardias. As far as flowering things go, it would be bulbs and pansies and violas.
Ruth says that for some backyard and balcony gardeners living here in the city, the planting season is already underway.
If they grow things from seeds, now's an excellent time to start vegetable seeds.
But most are still planning, preparing, and dreaming, really. Like Johnny Ballinger, a Cambridge pediatrician and garden enthusiast who relishes this time of year.
I like to think about clearing the land and thinking about gardens and what annuals might you plant this year to give a splash of color, as they say, and then looking forward to the plants that bloom that you like to see.
It's a process she poetically calls forward reminiscing. Let's hear her say it.
Forward reminiscing.
So while we may still have to wait for that first spring day, March 20th does mean that spring has officially arrived.
The start of spring, in that sense, is excellent. It's, you know, it's time to start again.
And it's why so many gardeners can't wait.
It is calming and peaceful, and you get your hands dirty, you get to play with worms, and you get to look at bugs, and it's all right. It's all good. It's being in touch with the earth.
Earth that, I promise, soon enough, will no longer be covered in snow. Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
You can never hold back spring. You can be sure I will never stop believing. The blushing rose, it will climb. Spring ahead or fall behind. Winter dreams the same dream every time. Baby, you can never hold back spring. And even though